This is the Rapid Heal Guide for healing from rejection. Now, make sure you're in a location where you feel safe, where you feel secure, where you feel relaxed. Make sure you're sitting up. Now, take a big, deep yawn. And as you come down from that yawn, allow your awareness to just turn inward, to start to take in the thoughts, feelings, and sensations that are present with you now. And as you do that, allow yourself to have another big, deep yawn. And as you come down from this yawn, allow your eyes to close and your attention to settle inward into the thoughts, feelings, and sensations that are present with you now. Take a deep breath into them. Allow them to settle into place. And as you do that, allow yourself to have another big, deep yawn. Allow yourself to just come in to a deeper awareness of the feelings, thoughts, and sensations that are present with you now. And as you do that, just note wherever you feel light, wherever you feel heavy, wherever you feel open, wherever you feel closed. And now give yourself another big, deep yawn. And as you come down from that yawn, allow your awareness to take in more of the thoughts, feelings, and sensations that are present with you. So allow your mind and body to relax into where you're at. And as you do that, allow yourself one last big, deep yawn. And as you come down from this yawn, turn inward. And allow your focus to turn towards those times in which you have been rejected, where you have been criticized, told no, mocked, or laughed at for being you. Breathe into that. Allow yourself to simply become aware of the sensations that brings up. Breathe into those sensations and allow them space and permission to be. And if there's any resistance, any judgment, any trying to fix it, just allow that to be too. And as you do that, you notice that golden white light starting to come into the space where these sensations are. You start to notice that as gentle, warm love wraps itself around those places that are in pain, that fear, that rejection, that struggle to feel worthy, during rejection. Those places that feel shame and resentment towards themselves. This gentle, loving, golden white light simply receives them and wraps itself around them with love. Just breathe that in. Just breathe into how it feels. It's okay if this is intense. It's okay if you want to resist it. And as that golden white light is wrapping love around those places that hurt and that are scared, you begin to notice that it's also releasing your attachment to any stories you have about rejection and about your worth, about who you are. You notice that it's gently creating space between your genuine innate value and the story that brings so much pain. Just breathe that in and allow this love of who you are as you are to start to fill in the places where you felt that shame, that worthlessness, that doubt. You notice that as that love fills those spaces, you start to relax a little more into trusting that you're worth it regardless of rejection. And breathe that in. Breathe into that emerging awareness that rejection doesn't define you in any way, that you remain whole regardless of rejection, regardless of approval. And that you can feel that growing sense of wholeness within your body as that golden white light brings love and healing and release to those parts of you that have been in so much pain. Breathe that in, this new wholeness, and how it feels to no longer fear rejection, and to no longer look and see rejection as significant or defining or valuable. Allow yourself to connect with this awareness, to connect with the reality that it's okay. That it's okay to be rejected. That it's okay to reject as it has no bearing on your brilliant, beautiful, deep worth. You notice that golden white light is starting to condense into your hands and form an object. And as it's doing that, you become aware of the weight of that object in your hands, and its form, its temperature, its texture, its color. And as you tune that in, you also notice that you feel a deep sense of worthiness and wholeness and centeredness in you, regardless of what approval or rejection is happening. Breathe this in and note where you feel it in your body, as this object and that place in your body are your anchor points back to this divine innate value and wholeness. And at any time you need to recall your wholeness, your freedom from the significance of rejection, simply recall this object, and it will bring that wholeness into your awareness and into your body with strength, with depth, with clarity. And as you do this, begin to stroke your forearm with your index finger. Begin to scrunch your feet up against the bottom of the floor or your shoes or whatever else they're against. Tune into the noises of the room around you. Open your eyes. Take in the color and texture of the objects around you. If there's a clock nearby, check out what time it is. And welcome back to reality. Take a deep breath. Allow yourself to recall that object that you just created. Reference it in your body. Point to it with your fingers. Touch your body where it's at. At any time you need to recall that innate worthiness when you're dealing with rejection, simply recall that object and allow yourself to feel that innate wholeness. This concludes this rapid heal guide for healing from rejection.